Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We've got a caller in the queue. We're going to get to you shortly, 860. We will be with you momentarily. Oh, and there's someone, 630 as well. So that's the order currently, and hopefully we'll be getting some more callers. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And what else? Anything else you want to say before we start? Oh, to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic. Twitter, I need to post to, which I'm going to do. Also, we, you know, if you feel inclined, we do this as a service, but our donation link is in our show description. So if you feel like being charitable, then we will accept charity. Okay, let's bring on 860. Hi there.
Hi, it's Dion.
Oh my gosh. Are you calling from a different number? Hello? Oh, hold on a sec. 860, are you there? 860, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold on just a moment, okay? I'm going to put you on mute, and I'm going to bring you back on. Hold on.
Hey.
Dion, hi. You're second, but what happened is you, for some reason, both people were unmuted at the same time. I just want to let you know we're going to get to you in a moment, but 860 was first in line.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Hi. Sorry about
that.
No
worries. It's Lisa Marie from Connecticut.
Who?
Lisa Marie.
Mason.
Lisa Marie. Hey, Lisa. Hi. How are you? Not doing too good, maybe.
No, I just, when I spoke with you guys last, you kind of said to me that I came in with a lot of karma, and I've been feeling really bad, thinking there's nothing I can do about this lifetime, that I'm just screwed. Is that what's happened to me?
Well, no. I mean, sometimes karma is fixed, yes. But karma can be changed, and if you're working with people that are in the field of trying to transform karma, then it's helpful. So, you know, you're calling the show. We're trying to help you. Let's get your birth date. I think she's a 6, but I don't remember.
January 26, 1959. Yes, I am a 6.
And you're 33, 6. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the 1, 2 in your day, 6, 7, 8, 9, that's a 9, 19 in the cross, 10, 33 is a multiple of 11. I don't know if we've ever talked about her childhood, but did you have an unstable childhood, any problems with your mother?
Yeah, real unstable. Very unstable mother.
I'm picking up problems with your mother.
Yeah, my mother was very unstable and very, very mean to me.
Okay. So, you know, it starts out when you're young, and then obviously it's transformed into this karma that's produced in your marriage. So specifically, I know you're asking, are you stuck in this karma, but have there been any improvements in the relationship or your situation and the advice we gave you last time?
No, he's gotten worse. He's gotten much worse.
Husband's birthday again?
I'm sorry, what?
What's
his
husband's
birthday?
Yeah.
5/26/64.
So you both born on the 26th of the month. The same day. But he's
same master.
Yeah.
He
has an 11 in his year.
You know what?
No, go ahead.
What are you gonna say?
No, I mean the only thing that I was going to say is that, you know, there's a choice. Either you stay or you leave. And we think we talked about that last time. If you stay, you're going to be subject to his abuse, and it's going to be very difficult. But it's also going to be difficult if you leave. So it's like Sophie's choice. You don't have, you know, the options are limited. And, you know, maybe it's better to stay. I don't know. I don't know how abusive he is physically to you. And if it's a danger for you to be in the home, if he's severely physically abusive, I would say to leave, and you would have to deal with the circumstances of that decision. But go ahead, Neil.
Well, you know, Lisa Marie, the similar zones that are going on are somewhat interesting because, you know, you notice you have a 5 and a 6 in your code. And your husband has a 5 and a 6 in his code. In fact, he has it twice. He has it in his first and third, and his first, and then his year again. You have it in your day, and there's one in your 5 in your year. So there's this connection. Okay. Then you're both 33 equals 6. So there's another connection. So the problem you've got has an outstanding solution. The problem is that you're bound to be with him by karma. So the karma's already there. There was nothing you could have done about it. Your 2 sixes, though, become a 12, which puts you in power because your first two numbers add up to 12. So now we got a little bit of power. What we have to determine to kind of figure out how to get you out of this mess is to, again, reexamine what happened to you at the age of 33. What happened at the age of 33?
I married him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you see, you're kind of like, oh, wow, I married him. You're laughing because it's bullseye. But you see, what that means is that the karma was saying to you, listen, you're not going to be able to avoid him.
Yeah.
You've got to do this. But now, what you've got, which is kind of exciting, is that your numbers end in 5-9. His end in 6-4. Your numbers are higher. Of course, the 5 and the 6, your 5 and his 6, allude back to the 56 we were talking about before. So it means that there's some form of lingering karma after the wedding. How many years? When was your wedding date?
12/14/91.
Okay, so now the 12 comes back in. Remember, you have first two numbers of 12. Now it's centered right smack in the month. Now, 12/14 adds up to 8. 26 adds up to 8. So the theory goes, how many years have you been married? 91, 2001, 11. You've been married?
31.
31 years. Okay, here's the prediction. When you've been married to him for 33 years, I think it's going to break up. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to break up. At that point, you're going to be happy because you're going to find balance in your life. Balance will come back to your life, and you'll find some sense of creating a new life atop of feeling balanced again.
What month did you get married?
December.
Oh, December. I missed that. So.
So the theory is.
2 years from now.
The theory is, you got to be married to him for 33 years. That's what we're kind of determining right now. So that's 2 years away, or
okay.
even a year away. At that point, something's going to happen. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the universe has that will break up the relationship, but it's going to split in two. You will, at that point, you don't understand it now, so you don't have any way out now. But at that point, something will happen. A friend will come in. Something will happen. And then you'll start to regain your balance. And then from there, you'll do what you would love to do if you had a choice. You'll start to pursue something.
You know, what's really interesting, too, is that her first and her last and first numbers are the year she was married, 91. So, you know, it's a very karmic situation that you're in with him. But the fact that you would be able to get out at 33 is promising, and you should start planning. I'm seeing like a fruit bowl for some reason on a table. Do you have anything like that in your home?
Always.
Okay.
Always.
And is there a Jamie?
Who?
In your life, any Jamie or James?
My grandmother was Jane.
Okay, grandmother. So, you know, we're just making validations. Fruitful.
Fruitful
is a positive sign. You know, that's the sign of the fruitful is a sign of abundance.
What Kristen's connecting to are themes that center around the home. But they're positive. You didn't say anything negative about those things. Now, what could break it up? If, for instance, a woman could come into his life that demands he get a divorce. Something like that. It could be, God forbid, an accident. Between the two of you,
I
would
say she thinks, God forbid, about that. She would.
Between the two of you, who enjoys the ocean more of boating? If you had to pick between the two of you.
Me.
You?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's another positive sign, because you didn't say him, you said you. So I do you know the painter Renoir, R-E-N-O-I-R?
Yes.
He did a fabulous, a very famous painting about some people on a boat and they're having like a picnic. Anyways, you should look online with his paintings and just become absorbed with the composition. I want you to do that as a harmless experiment.
I think that's a lovely idea.
I missed a word. I should what the painting?
You should look at some of his paintings. And
oh,
he did a very famous one about it was a boating at something.
I'll find it. Okay.
It's very famous. It's been analyzed to death. But what I suggest you do
boating party.
Luncheon at the boating party. I want you to look at that painting, and I want you to look at some of the critique about it, why it's so famous.
It's a great picture.
Okay, let me see it. Yeah, I want you to look at that painting, one of a kind in a way. And I want, have you ever been to France?
No.
Do you like French?
So.
Do you have French, any French interest?
My grandfather's from Paris.
Oh.
Okay. Were you close to your grandfather?
Father, grandfather coming in.
He was not nice.
Okay. Well, the men in your life.
Not good.
Cares?
Well, the women in her life weren't good either.
I'm not going. I don't care. I just asked the question. It's more that you're part French. So I want you to study his paintings. I want you to absorb yourself in them. I want you to to look at the analysis of the painting of Boding, the Boding painting, because it's very, very, there's a lot of critical analysis around it.
Yeah, interesting.
And I want you to do that. And then after you've done that, call us again. And our plan is that something's going to happen after 33 years
which
of marriage.
Which may seem like a long time to you, but like...
1994, not that far.
1994.
It's only a year and a half from now.
A year and a half. So 2 years. Yeah, I was saying 2 years, year and a half. So on a practical level, you can start planning. I don't know if you can start sucking money away or, you know, do research. I know there was a problem with your insurance and losing insurance if you divorce him, things like that. You both own your home. Are you the beneficiary of his assets?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, you're protected in many ways. And if something happens to him, then you're going to be well cared for. If you have to go out on your own, I would suggest planning for that. I would suggest planning for that carefully and quietly on the side.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything. So let it be organic.
Yeah.
Lisa, don't provoke him. Let's see what happens with this scenario leading up to 33 years of marriage.
Thank you so much. I can't Venmo you. Can I PayPal you guys a donation?
Yeah, you can. Can you email me? I will send you my PayPal link.
I can. Can I email you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I will do that.
That's really nice.
Thank
we
you.
Really appreciate
thank
it, Lisa.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You so much.
I didn't know I could do that. And hi to Dion.
Yeah.
I know Dion. Hi,
oh,
Dion.
Yeah. Ah, I'm glad you guys know each other. That's great. You know, all these shows, people get together. Send us an email and I'll respond to you. And we really appreciate your support.
Best of all, thank you so much.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, now it's Dion's turn. And we have 614 waiting, so we'll get to you momentarily. Well, not momentarily, but in about 10 minutes. Hi, Dion.
Hi. Hi, Blog Talk community. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Neil, Kristen, 614.
Okay, so let's get I'm getting your birthday written down here. So, updates. So I know that I just read your emails right now.
I went there yesterday and they said that I missed the deadline. Well, I missed the deadline because they closed the office. And so basically they were intentionally like sabotaging me because they thought I was lying or something about my homeless status. And so I filled out the appeal form, and then I sent the paperwork in where I registered with the state of Wisconsin as being homeless, and the regional manager said that it's still up to that one office, and they're closed until the 26th. And I said, but see, that's the problem the whole time, is the office is closed. So how am I supposed to be stable in my housing? I want to know, how am I supposed to be stable in my housing when it's assistance I qualify for, but I can't get it because the office is always closed. So either they're stealing time from the program or they're just running the clock out so they don't have to help me for what reason, I don't know. What more do I have to do to prove to you guys that I need to get my housing voucher?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I mean, I have 17 months of paperwork stating that I've been on government housing for this long. Why is it now that I want to go to where I can get my health fixed? Because they don't want me moving out of the county, but the hospital here can't fix my problem.
I know that.
They get in line at another county. So basically, it's just the same cat ladies or something. I don't know. Shouldn't say
they're
that,
not-
but... Like,
so it's bureaucratic bullshit, and you're stuck, and they're not allowing you to transferred the voucher, which you already have. I don't think we knew that.
No,
you
already
have.
I don't have it. They didn't issue it to me.
But who's paying for your housing now?
Nobody. I'm homeless.
No. So, but your housing prior to this, did you have any assistance? Because you said transferring.
Yes.
So I. Okay.
Yes.
What I have.
Mm-hmm. So I was on government assistance for 15 months, and then because I was supposed to have surgery, I had charitable donations for 60 months. And then when I found out that living up here wasn't going to help me at all, I went to ask for the housing voucher that I've been in line for 7 months or whatever. And they just...
So it wasn't the government assistance that you were receiving, what was it, like welfare? Because I'm trying to get the idea of
COVID-19 relief, because my business was shut down and my business never recovered from COVID-19.
I see.
And besides all of that, I became disabled last year and I still haven't been able to rehabilitate. I'm not stable. I'm looking to get stable in my housing.
Right. So is the office open today?
No, they're closed until the 26th.
Oh, that's right. You said that. Why are they closed if they're a government office on, what, there's no holiday? I don't get it.
They just had a holiday on Monday.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say to the director. Why is it that they're closed? That's the whole problem. I can't get stable. That's 3 more days that I can't get into my cancer rehab center, that I can't get my surgery done because they're just running out the clock. And they're just, like, are they just going to never give it to me? Like, why is it that you're blocking me? It's something that would help me that I qualify for. Why is it that they're blocking me?
Well, we have two issues going on. One is the sort of earthly circumstances of whatever is going on an earthly plane. The other one is connected to partially whatever's going on with you on a karmic plane. I think that what I would like to do is to go to a different, not the earthly plane, because it seems like there's too many, it's too messy. So I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to take a different route that's a little bit unconventional. You don't need to worry about if it makes sense. All I want you to do is respond. Well, I don't care how silly it sounds. Just respond. So if I say the word woodpecker to you, what do you say?
Woody Woodpecker is the spiritual messenger because he's a bird and that's good news. I love woodpeckers.
I knew
you were
going to say Woody. I wrote
then
it down.
We got the car started. Okay. So something out there in the astral realm prompted me to use that image. The image turned into a dialogue. The dialogue turned into something that's very positive for you. And then it was inclusive of a message and the fact that you love woodpeckers and Woody Woodpecker, okay, the cartoon. So... Now, the next question is very simple. I'll try to do this quickly. Have you ever known anyone who had red hair?
Yes.
And who's that?
Oh, I have a lot of friends that have had red hair, and like one long-term boyfriend I had was strawberry blonde, redhead sort of mix. Yeah.
Well, just pull out one person and give us a 20-second.
Him.
Okay, talk about him for 30 seconds.
Spiritual person who became disabled, who had a hard time with their disability as well, and was supportive of my life going through crises.
Okay, so perfect. So it's a comrade in arms. The same situation, but was supportive of you. This suggests that in the astral realm, we're probably connecting to some kind of spiritual help that will move things along for you in a way that we won't be able to explain right now. But the expectation is that it will. I want to ask you one more question. One more. Has your car ever had to be towed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And 15 seconds, explain that in 15 seconds.
when I broke down in Indiana, it had to be told twice, and that's how I feel living here. Like, I broke down, and I need to be towed out myself.
Okay.
And incidentally, the lady at the county, her name is Kim Friend. Her name.
Who?
Kim Friend?
Kim
Friend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you asked me about a redhead, and the last person I knew that had red hair, her name was Kim, and she was my friend, and Kim Friend is literally the name of the lady at the housing authority.
Got it. Okay, then we're on our way. Let's hope that this might work.
So just lastly, first the image came through with as cotton candy, but then I started to see like the Atlantic Boardwalk. Have you ever been to that area, Atlantic Boardwalk, or like, you know?
There's a boardwalk in Disney. I went to the boardwalk in Disney, but I'm going to the Atlantic side of Florida.
I don't know. Cotton candy. Did you ever eat cotton candy as a kid? I mean, I feel like I'm where I'm going to is your childhood. So, any experiences with cotton candy, a fair? I'm seeing that kind of imagery, like a Ferris wheel, cotton candy.
Yeah. We went to fairs and had candy, and my dad used to call us candy-coated kids because he spoiled us rotten. My mom hated it. Don't give him the sugar, because there's five of us, and he would go in the gas station and buy us, like, those big straws full of sugar. My mom would be so mad.
And I remember now that Neil brought up candy canes, but now the candy, the references coming in, and that was fresh. I wasn't remembering that. So that is also a positive sign. I mean, it's a positive memory for you, you know, being with your father, who you love very much, eating candy, which is pleasurable, and tying those in with what Neil said. These are all astral energies, and I know you're fighting on a physical level to get this housing situation fixed, but hopefully what we can do is from a higher realm help you so that things move along faster.
And that's the whole thing, is like, I'm not looking for a fight. And so when I have to fight for something anymore, it's just kind of like, okay, well, why is the collective, why does it come down to this one person deciding my fate? And like, she's not on my side. And it's, I don't know. It is all wars are spiritual wars. So fighting something in the spiritual realm is more powerful than down here playing with the sheep in their games. I got it.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, Dion, you're born in 1973, which is an 11. And that's, and you're in that, you're on your 7, essentially, right now, in terms of your lifespan. So there can be problems with people and relationships and all this stuff with your housing is coming up. So it's karmic. And that Kim Friend is karmic.
Yeah, and I'm not running from it. Yes, this is how I'm looking to get stable in my house. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's not a problem. It's an issue I have to overcome.
Your attitude's great. You have a great positive attitude.
Okay.
That's going to help you. I mean, really, it's commendable because you're facing a really scary situation and you're being strong. So, you know, we really support you and keep in touch with us. I don't know if there's another office you can go to.
They no. I tried that. They said
even
no.
In another county.
That one.
They won't help you in another county and say, you know, they're not helping you get a voucher. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
So the guy in Milwaukee, his name is Rich. He asked them what he can do to speed up the process for me so I don't continue to stay stuck. So I do have their supervisor working on it with me.
Okay.
But it's kind of like they have to actually issue the voucher.
That they physically have to issue the voucher. What I would do today is call Rich and say, listen, the office is closed. I have to be out of my home by the 30th, and they're not back in the office till the 26th. Unfortunately, that's Monday. So I'm running out of time. So please, can you do anything to speed up this process for me? Is there anything that you can do on Monday to get this voucher released? That's what I would do. I would call Rich today. And then we will work on it for you on the side.
Okay. Thank you. I already emailed him that, and I will keep you posted.
Okay. Can you call him? Does he have a phone number?
Yeah, I can.
Do it, too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Dion.
Okay, take care.
Keep in touch. You don't have to get a hold of me and Neil.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. I forgot to reopen the chat room. 614. Hi there.
Hey. How are
you? Fine, thanks. Who's this, please?
Tamika.
Who?
Tamika from Delaware.
You gotta speak up. What's your name?
Tamika?
Yeah.
Oh, Tamika.
Tamika, but we have a couple of Tamikas. So this is, you're from where?
Delaware.
What's your birth date?
5/26/76.
Okay, she's not the Tamika from New York. 5/6/7/13/23.
I'm actually from Ohio, but I live in Delaware.
Yeah, we have another Tamika that calls that lives in New York. Or she may live in Florida now. We haven't heard from her for a long time. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. She's 36.9.
Yeah.
36.9. Okay. What's up, Tamika?
I have a lot of stuff going on. I always do. I know it's my fault, but I just wanted to know. Am I going to get out of this mess that I've created for myself recently? Do you have any messages or advice? Because I feel sometimes overwhelmed, and sometimes I feel like I'm stepping backwards. I still feel like I'm walking around in my own box, and yet everybody can see me, but they're not exactly with me, if that makes sense.
So is there some problem with finances going on right now in your life or your home situation, stability in your home? Like the question of not being there, like being evicted or losing your residence?
It's like a sheets and ladder kind of thing. I go up and then I go down and then I go up and then I go down.
Well, let's talk about specifics. So, I mean, I'm picking up something about financial problems with you and possibility of not staying in the residence that you're in. Does that ring true in any level? Can you validate anything on a physical level in terms of what I'm saying?
I mean, I wouldn't say I exactly have a home. I just stay places.
Okay, so she doesn't have a home. She stays places. So there is a problem in the home situation. You literally have lost your home. You're couch hopping. So that's accurate. And you have financial problems, obviously, because you don't have a home. Don't you work a lot?
Well, I remember because I just got into a car accident yesterday. I keep getting into car accidents.
Okay, so wait a second, though. I remember you like doing a lot of different jobs and wanting to do, and you were wanting to do all kinds of projects. And we were saying you've got to narrow it down and focus on one thing or one or two things. Don't spread yourself too thin. You were doing, like, do open a franchise or something, or I don't remember. Am I remembering?
But I didn't do it.
Right.
But that's
I think
right.
We you got to talk into the phone. So, okay, so on first base, financial problems, losing home, are you working right now?
Yes. I'm just worried I'm going to lose it. Car accident.
Okay, so this is, right, okay.
What kind of work is she doing?
What kind of work are you doing? I'm not...
Security.
Retail, something, security. We're secure for what? What kind of security? Who are you doing it for?
Oh, several companies. I've been with several companies.
But like what physical,
but right
like
now,
what, who are you protecting? Like what are you doing security for? Where, like location? Is it like retail or apartments?
No, one security firm, I work at a swimming pool. It's a residential swimming pool. And the other security, I work at the National Delaware base. For the National Guard.
Okay. And you got into a car accident yesterday.
Yeah. I keep getting into car accidents. Sometimes it's my fault. Sometimes it's not my fault.
What happened? Well, yeah, I mean, you've got some problems in your number system. Your first and last number is a 5. I mean, it comes to an 11. And you've got it also in your first and third numbers. So that can present problems, but you're a 9. I mean, you're a 9 and you've got good numbers on your transcendent side. I mean, your numbers aren't bad overall. You've just got these problems that are going on. So was the accident your fault yesterday? And I'm going to let Neil talk, but because we've established a
basis. I felt like it wasn't my fault, but then I don't know. I suppose it was. I just shouldn't have did. I just shouldn't have stopped. I shouldn't have did it the way I did it. So, you know, I felt like it was the other person's fault, but then I started feeling like maybe I'm just blaming. So I just decided to take it. It's my fault because I just shouldn't have turned at all. I should have kept going.
Tamika, we have two dramas here. One is the karma that you came back to the earth with, which I think is in the earth itself.
Yes.
The way that we can best help you is like what we did with the former caller, is to go to a higher plane and try to figure out if we can get help on a higher plane. When we go to that higher plane, we talk in very strange language. It may not make sense to you, but you just have to kind of play the game, if you will.
Neil's going to start speaking in tongues.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you, have you ever in your life been bitten by a dog? Have you ever in your life been bitten by a dog or chased by a dog?
Yes.
Okay. Can you briefly describe that event?
Well, there's two events that come to mind. One event is my real mother claimed that when I was a child, a baby, she believed that my adoptive parents let the dog bite my fingers or something. She said there was something going on with my fingers. That I don't remember. But when I was about 19, this girl, she sicked a dog on me, and I started running, but I got away because I'm smart. I just simply took off my coat, waited for the dog to get near me, wrapped my coat around its head, and then I took off.
Okay, so that is a confirmation of an event that you at least gave two incidences of as a baby and as a younger person. One where you were bitten and one where you were chased, which fulfills the two visions, both of which you survived. I'm going to take the energy of that event and apply it to your walk in the world that there's no self-sabotage, that you don't create your own problem, and that the agenda of karma on this planet is going to be reduced by the interaction of a higher spirit. Okay, so we're going to go in that route. I don't know if it will work, but this is a psychic show, and we go to higher planes to try to seek help for the callers, and that's what we're trying to do. And did you ever do anything with a mosaic? Did you ever do anything crafty in your life?
Yeah, I was creating bracelets not that long ago. It just came to me. Like, I've never been an arts and crafts show at all in my life. But I was like, drawn to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's past life. You used to work in cut glass and you'd make things. That was a past life. So I'm going to take the energy of that past life, apply it to this one, use the confirmations that we got, and hopefully without effort on your part, things might just change. But do be positive.
Okay. And just lastly, anyone named Jason in your life, I know it's a common name, but Jason, anywhere.
Yeah, my nephews, I have two nephews named Jason. One died, and one is in jail right now. But he always calls me every out.
One in jail. Well, you know, this is clearing karma because we're picking up validations. This is not a great, I mean, one's dead, one's in jail. We can, you know, it is an analogy to your difficulties that you're having. Okay, and the other thing is the state of Georgia or the name Georgia. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, my grandparents are originally from Georgia.
Okay. Parents are originally from Georgia. And real quick, before we close, so what is it that you want fixed right now? Do you want your own home? Is that your goal? I mean, do you need your car fixed? What do you want on a physical level before we get to the next caller, which we're going to do?
Yeah, you say home, so that's been in my mind this whole year. I've been thinking about it. Like, it's about time that I have my own home because I've never really had a home been passed around or whatever. And I just feel like it should be time. I just don't know what kind of home. Do I want an RV because I can move around and that's me? Or do I want a house so that when I get stable enough, maybe I could become a foster grandparent? So I don't know. They've been on my mind.
Is there any way you can get an apartment at this point, your own space? Do you have any finances that would allow you to do that? You're working.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I just took on full-time jobs, but like I said, these accidents keep coming about. So every time I almost get right there, something shuts me back down.
Well, we're going to, like we said, you know, the validations that came in, that's going to help. We're going to work on it and keep in touch with us. Follow us, too.
Yeah, you know, we're hoping that the universe intervenes and things change. I'm going to say one last thing to you before we go to the next caller. The next time you see a painter on a ladder painting a house, that's going to be a sign that something's coming in for you. So,
and call us when that happens.
Yeah, let us call us when it happens. A painter in the midst of a ladder painting a house, when you see that, that's going to be a sign. We'll go from there once you see it. But just look for that image.
Okay.
Okay, Tamika. Keep in closer touch, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're here for you. And follow us on Facebook. Send us a friend request or follow our pages. We really appreciate the support. Okay. 856. Hi.
Hello, Kristen and Neil. How are you? It's Gwendolyn.
Hi. Hi, Gwendolyn. Hi.
Hi, I miss you guys. I went to night work, and it's been so hard to catch you guys. I always say I'm going to call tomorrow, and I'm sleeping. But it's so nice to catch you today. I hope all is well.
All is well, generally speaking. 69?
Yes.
Well, yay.
Birthday time, yes.
So happy birthday. It's coming up.
Thank you.
Do you like having a summer birthday?
I do. I really do. I love the summer. It's my favorite time of year.
Oh, really? I have a summer birthday, too. But, you know, when you get to have a summer birthday, you feel like, you know, it's a national holiday because, you know, you probably never had to go to school on your birthday. I never had to go to school on my birthday.
No, me neither. No, I never thought of that either.
So I always, you know, find my birthday. I try to do something special or several things.
Yeah.
I like them to celebrate them. So,
absolutely.
What's going on with Gwendolyn? How old is she now?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I've been in my new place now over a year. I left construction. I was able to work two jobs for a while now. Down to one solid where, I'm getting things like really on track and it feels really good.
Okay, and you are approaching your 54th birthday, which is the multiple of your master number by 3. So there should be a change coming up. That's the 18th multiple.
Multiple of master number times what?
She's 54.
She's, yeah, but what did you say? It's multiple of her master number by what?
By 18. 3 times 18 is 54.
No. 3 times 18 is not 54.
Yes, it is.
Three times.
Neil.
Three times 18. I'm thinking 16. Yeah.
She said Neil.
Okay,
no, go. Sorry. Do you have a specific question, Gwendolyn? So major change coming up for you, 54. And it sounds like things are headed in the right direction in your life. But question, what is your question?
I just was actually like stepping in because I know that change is coming. I feel like inside of me burning to start a blog and then perhaps into, you know, something else. But trying to kind of get my story out there and start trying to help people make some changes in the world. I feel the push and the pull to it. I still have a couple things to do with the court system, although I don't pursue doing anything other than civil at this point, but it is not the main focus of my life. I am, and where I'm going and what I'm doing is. So, you know, if there's any message that I should know. And I also definitely wanted to tap in to see. Now, I have a really close friend, and I'm going to start helping her with events. And her birthday is 7/30/67. So I'm also curious about that because she and I met about 13 years ago during my awakening. And we are very close
today. So weird. But a lot of 36, 9, 33, 6, 3, a lot of 3, 6s going on. You know, the first thing I want to say, you want to do a blog. You have a writing, blog. Obviously is writing and posted on the internet, right? So your 626 is a 14.5. So you have that writing energy. That's at the fifth chakra, vocal chakra, in your karmic number, your higher karmic number. She also has a 15 in her 6-9. So that's not a surprise. Anyone named Harold or Harry?
A neighbor, I know one where he's a neighbor where my ex lives.
Neighbor where your ex lives.
Yeah, that's the only one I know of.
Doesn't matter. It's a neighbor where your ex lives. So, okay. Help me out here. I don't know why that's coming in.
Well, what that really is suggesting is that in this call we're clearing up further clearing up any negative energy you have with your ex,
which she's in still court civil battle with the ex.
Yeah, so maybe what's happening is that the energies that we're connecting to are working on your behalf to sort of clear up energy behind the scenes. There seems to be something on a higher plane that's coming in, too, regarding the issue of the purchase of new shoes or something to do with shoes. I don't know what's going yet. I'll try to figure that out in a minute. But if we talk about a pair of shoes, do you have any little narration?
No, the only new shoes I recently acquired were work shoes through the job.
When did you acquire those shoes?
Like about 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
maybe
so that works. That we'll take that.
Absolutely.
So you got new shoes for work. Work shoes.
Correct.
So
right.
That is what that means is that whatever we're connecting to on the other side, whether spirits or entities there be that are working on your behalf, or suggesting that there's going to be something very positive about your work environment, which would include income, well-being, security, moving forward, there seems to be a new male, M-A-L-E, individual coming into your life that's not here yet, but they're on their way. It looks like they might be about 2 months away. But it could be actually something of interest to you. When this male comes in, a name around the male for a reference is David.
Okay.
And have there been any Davids in your lifetime?
Only a neighbor when I was young and a guy I grew up with are the only two Davids that I had any, like,
contact with, personally.
Okay. Well, this David will come in. It could be a signpost. It could be somebody who enters and then somebody comes right after. But that would be a sign for you to look at. The person had some military experience, was in the military, but doesn't have a military attitude. I mean, they're not, you know, beer drinking and all that.
Is that what military
needs
to do?
Well,
because you know that's coming right at the door. We're not even opening the door for that.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm like distracted, but is she looking for a relationship?
I don't know. She's looking
That's what I'm asking. Actually, well, that's what I'm feeling. I'm getting that you want a partner. Is that accurate?
Yes. I mean, I discussed that with my spirit guide because I am through so much of the ugly that it doesn't really affect me the way that it used to. I'm in a much greater place with all of that. And, you know, I feel like I'm ready, but I also know that I have some things to wrap up. So recently it was mentioned to me that I really don't have the energy to spare for others right now, but it was going to come down the line.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing about a relationship is it's a two-way street. So in a healthy relationship, yes, you're there for that other person, but that other person is also there for you. So that give and take is part of the relationship. And in the relationship that I see you in, it's going to be a supportive relationship where you're not feeling drained, that you're supportive.
Very nice.
Very nice. Yes, because I enjoy sharing my time with a partner. Like, I enjoy that. I'm a golden egg when it comes to that department. There's not, you know, that's just how I am. I'm very partner oriented, and I believe in that give and take. I will not settle going forward, and I don't go off the rocker like a lot of people and hurry up and try and date this one and that one. Not when I know that it's not a match for me. So energetically, I need to find that match, and if I don't, I know it's not going to happen.
And what, just out of the blue, what, this is a weird question, cherries. Give me something about cherries. Cherries, have you eaten them lately, or what, if not, what do you feel about
them? I put them in my water the other day. I almost bought them, and I didn't like the price, and sometimes their fruits and vegetables don't last very long, and I like to put them in. Like, I'll put cucumbers in my water I drink at work.
Yeah.
And I put cherries in there. And, you know, but I didn't buy them the other day, but they're one of my favorites.
They're one of your favorites. So that's, I mean, moving toward something positive, I think, with the relationship. You know, good changes for you coming in this 54th year. Again, that's a multiple of 18, and 18 is a very, very powerful number. So
very, very nice. Now,
go ahead.
So what is, okay, and of course we meet people because we meet people, but with this particular person and her birthday, we're very close, and I love her, like, you know, she's my soul sister in a lot of ways. I love her. I'm going to be helping her. She has some events to do. Spiritual events and whatnot. And I wanted to touch on that because it's something about us that's been going like 13 years. You know, she's one of the spiritual people that I ended up still close with, and we're friends.
You've known her for 13 years?
Yes, I met her 13 years ago. It was during my awakening, and she's been through her awakening, and
her gifts unfolding and still unfolding. She's very powerful in that way. And we're very close. She's really supported me throughout this ugly part of my journey, just as you guys have. And I hold her very, very dear to my heart.
So she holds a 13 and her 67, and your years are interchangeable. So your 6 to her 7 becomes her year 67. That's a 13. Your year to her year, I mean, your 6, her 6 to your 9 becomes your year 69. And indeed, you two become a 9 together by 6 and 3, which is the last number in your birth date, 9. And 18 is, again, your multiple of 3 that's happening right now, and 18 is a 9. So you have a connection with her past life, I think.
Yeah, I think what happened in the past life is that you and her were on a very large boat, and you traveled from Europe to America. And I think you were sisters.
No. Did you hear me say sisters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you were sisters.
No.
And you in the past life, around the 1900s, early 1900s, you went on a boat. You were immigrants. You went on the boat, and you landed on Ellis Island.
Oh, my God.
And you were refugees of some sort. You were refugees, and I'm seeing you in one of those, you know, those coats with the hood on it that kids used to wear in the 20s or early 1900s because it was cold. It was a very cold
place,
and you were with her, and so she's a past life sister. In addition to the fact that numbers are multiples, 3 and 6. Or your master numbers
right.
together, that becomes a 9, which is in your year, not to mention there's a 3 between the 6 and 9.
And
so,
she holds your master number today.
Now, the only other thing, I mean, it's a good relationship. Everything's fine. But in the past life, she got burned. And I think she got burned on something that was on the boat, like a boiler or something.
Does she have the energy?
In this lifetime, you'd have to ask her about any kind of mild burn or a burn she ever experienced and just see what she has to say.
Does she have any physical scars on her body?
Not that I'm aware of,
okay,
but it's
so
going to be very interesting.
Ask
wow.
her and call us back. But the burn, and, you know, ask her about the burn incident as well. We have to close because we're at the end
yeah,
of the show. It was really, really nice to hear from you, Gwendolyn. You know, we're always putting out good energy for you. You're in our, you know, you're in our prayers and our thoughts. So.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys. And as soon as I can get a little less busy, yeah, I definitely want to catch up with you guys, even on a personal. I'm trying to get there. I end up doing so much. But listen. Yes, thank you both so very much. I love you guys. I miss you. Stay well.
You too.
All righty.
You too. Thank you for connecting. Okay, take care and keep in touch. Okay, we are out of time, but back on the air on Wednesday. Hopefully we'll hear from some of you then. We appreciate all our callers today. Really like it when that happens, and we hope you have a great weekend. Bye.